and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back. Another edition, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I've told you before, I'll tell you again and again and again. The Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at Celsius. If it ain't Celsius, I got news for you. I ain't drinking it. Do I have water next to me? Yeah, I do. But you know what? I ain't drinking it.
Oh. I didn't order. My wife was out running an errand. And
I'm
she,
sorry, no, Joe. I'm sorry, Peter. I'm sorry. Are you eating donuts on my couch? You're on my couch. You're eating.
It's under a paper towel.
Would you get a plate, dude? I mean, I'm in Jupiter, Florida, and I got to worry about getting donuts on my couch when I'm not even there. Would you use a plate, Joseph?
I got a paper towel. Don't worry. You're
all
good.
All right, Bear Down. Sorry. Over to you.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Wait, Bear Down. Can you just open it just so we can see the sauce real quick? I just want to see because I think he's avoiding that.
I'm not avoiding it. I do feel a little bit bad. We are drilling this guy for this set.
Do you see enough sauce on there, Joseph?
I see minimal sauce.
I see minimal sauce. I'm just saying.
Let him take a bite, Bob. Let him take a bite.
Take a bite.
Okay.
I heard a little crunch there for sure.
That's a hell of a fucking sandwich, man.
I will say there's guaranteed no Bahamas filter. His eyes just popped more than I've ever seen.
Let me see the middle of that. Show us now that you've been into that.
Oh, that looks actually very good.
Chicken looks great. And there is enough sauce on there.
Oh, I know people don't like the word. It's moist. It's moist. Number one is really going to, it's going to really set people back. Number one for me. I think he's a loyal guy, and just take a look at his current wife, and I think you'd have to say, yeah, I guess he is loyal. Number one for me, Conor McGregor would be my number one guy. I'm dating my sister. Yes, Conor McGregor, number one.
Sick to my stomach.
Conor McGregor is my number one.
This is by far the worst top five I've ever heard.
I don't disagree. The thing that's amazing to me, Joseph, is you were genuinely upset that Bear Down let his 3-year-old son take a nap during a football game.
For one quarter is fine, but you could have woken him up just for the end of the game. We would have won. He woke up, Bob. Remember, he woke up and Notre Dame got a fumble inside their own like 5-yard line. They stopped
Bear Down,
driving. Kid goes back to sleep, and the game fizzled out like a fart.
Bear Down, your thoughts? Cold Cuts talking to these Postmate drivers he's screaming for no reason. The girl's name is Shauna. He's going, Shauna!
Dude, the game is done and our food is still not here. Hello? Hello, Shauna? Hello? Shauna, are you there? Shauna? Oh, here we go. I'm going to lose it. Hello? Hi, this is Joseph. Is this Shauna? Yeah, I know.
Shauna, and I'm thinking to myself.
There was a bad connection, Bob.
To be on the other end of that phone call. I wake up in the morning from my flight. This is from Bear Down, cuz Bob, comma, just be prepared. Perez Warrior shoe, parentheses, singular, home. He accidentally wore one of his shoes and your shoe home. God knows when you'll see this shoe again. An absolute astounding development. Can't make it up. And then I wake up. It was one of the biggest weekly benders I have ever seen. And then this man wakes up and drives back to Virginia. And now, so Perez gets home. He gets to Virginia. And I had the wherewithal, if I don't say so myself, to ask Perez to show us the Nest cam, the camera that he has outside of his house.
We were getting banged up so bad on our bets yesterday, Bear Down. I said, no matter what, no matter how much I lose, it could always be worse because I could be Perez at this moment. Yeah. And then we FaceTimed him and the guy just looked helpless. I felt so bad for him. My problem is this, okay? Bear Down was hotter than a pistol this week.
He was.
And yet, we're riding with other people's picks. Why in God's holy name are we riding the ticket and Jets picks when Bear Down can't miss?
That's
on us. That is the stupidest
Why am I taking tickets picks?
I'll tell you why, Joe.
You set out a loyalty.
I get screwed for being a loyal friend. My loyalty is costing my fucking wallet.
So basically, Joe thinks his gambling portfolio, the stock would be much higher if he was a scumbag and not a good friend.
Yeah, probably.
I have a thing with fish at fast food restaurants.
I love the filet fish.
You know, Joe, you're a good sandwich. You're a restaurateur, and you're going to publicly admit you love the filet of fish. You love the filet.
Grew up on the filet of fish because
up on the filet. That's a bad look.
I finish what I have to say, Bob, before you have to chime in?
If you want to grow up on something, grow up on the Big Mac.
I'm saying,
your mom's meatballs.
I'm saying,
grow up on the filet of fish.
I'm going to tell you this right now. God. And I mean, of course, Bear Down would agree with me. He is quicker to Chicago Bear updates than some of the top insiders in the NFL. It is sickening how fast this man is. And I feel so bad for his employer because I'm thinking to myself, when he's betting, I mean, when he's putting up these updates, I'm like, what is he like? How the fuck did he know that?
Well, for legal purposes, I'll say this, because now that Bob just tried to throw me under the bus completely with my employer, I'm going to say this as a disclaimer, is that I am not the only person with access to that account. I have an aficionado who runs that account with me, who assists me with posting anything during business hours.
Whoa. This is news to me. Wait,
so I did not know this.
You have an intern for the
IG page? Who's the insider?
The insider's my wife. Nothing against my wife doing it during 9 to 5 hours, is there?
And let's review the tape together and let's see if you could believe that Cutsy thought there was a stick and if he is responsible.
First of all, let me just say that the red pants with the lobster polo is a great play.
It's really something. Yeah,
it's really nice. Really nice. The contrast, the white belt with the white shoes, really just great stuff. Okay, right off the bat, let me say something. I just pressed play. He's clearly picking up a hose. There's no possibility.
There's a stick
in your hand, but you're moving a hose. Like, you know that's a hose.
I did not know it's a hose.
Oh my God, Joe.
I mean, come on, Joe.
I thought it was a root. I thought it was like
one of these. Root? A root?
Foreplay said, they're like, they want to film it. In my head, I'm like, okay, obviously I was in one of the Bob Does Sports videos. I'm there every day. I am Bob Does Sports. Like, I'm.
To me, it was. I am indeed Bob Does Sports. I'm Bob Sports. So, what bothered me is we would have a hole and Jet would go out of bounds on like the first shot. He's like, yeah, I'm out of this one. I'm like, how can you be out of this one? You've hit one shot out of bounds. Like, yeah, I'm out of this one. So then now I'm going one versus two. And it wasn't once. Like, I can understand if it was like you're having a couple bad holes and you say, I'm going to sit this one out. I mean, it was multiple times. Yeah, I'm out on this one. You're on your own. I'm like, how much alone more alone can I be? I'm like stranded in the desert over here.
You care to respond?
We were not playing a four-man scrum. First of all, I'm a notorious quitter. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, well, that's what's concerning to me. Very concerning.
Good. We had it the next day. It's just a lot. What happened to Cutsy's screen?
What is going on here?
Cutsy, what the hell? What, did you just sneeze on your screen?
No, the thing was all fucking blurry. I thought it was high or some shit. I was looking at the screen and it was all messed up.
Out of nowhere, it looks like Cutsy's computer was going through the car wash.
Let's take it easy, okay?
Okay, boys.
Nothing in my life is easy. This is what I try to explain to people. Like, you saw me in the bathroom on the airplane.
Can we please post Mikey V in the bathroom airplane if Jack can roll that? Because that picture of Bear Down in the bathroom plane to me was one of the better. I mean, that was.
I got claustrophobia just looking at that photo.
It's so good.
Joe, it's so disgusting, bro.
This guy is one of the funniest human beings. You can't help but just.
He's a presence.
He's a presence. Jed, if you play the
presence. He's a fucking presence.
And by the way, you can make the claim no one is quite as for the boys as Perez.
It's reliable in a world of uncertainty. It's you're buying a certain amount of certainty, and that's very difficult to come across.
Well, that's like we're saying. It's like the old adage: if it's not breaking, don't fix it.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's if it's not broke, don't fix it. Yeah. Yes, Joe. That's the Canadian version again. We know slightly different versions north of the border.
This is Joey Colcutt trying to leave my parking garage. Jet, let it rip.
Hi, this machine is gone. Hi, this machine is gone to hell. It won't work. Hello, madam. Ma'am.
Here's the thing. Okay. The only thing that I could think about, and Cuts, I'll let you speak to this. Beardon, I'll definitely let you speak to this. The only thing that I could think about is the poor lady on the other end that is working her 9 to 5, just letting people in and out, trying to do her job, and to approach the conversation in this manner, to me, it's just, it is sickening.
I'll tell you what, I have no say in the matter, so I'm just as a bystander here. But you know what this reminds me of, Bob? And the parallels are very similar. You know, in ancient Egypt, you know, the Israelites, the Jewish people, they had to build the pyramids. And the Egyptians were like the slaves, just whipping them into shape, getting, you know, reaping all the rewards for the Jewish people building the massive works of art, which become the wonders of the world.
That's exactly
Bob. Now, in a modern day 2022, is a modern day Israelite. He's another Jew who's put together a phenomenal piece of work, and Bear Down is now just reaping the benefits.
He absolutely, it was, he hijacked it. He absolutely hijacked it. And number one, which I'm surprised didn't make the cut, I think it's tremendous, Bennachini.
What?
I've been lagging all episode. Am I there?
No, yeah, you're there. What was it?
Venicini.
Venicini.
What is Venicini?
Venicini. Like Venicini Alfredo.
Fettuccine.
Fettuccine, Bobby.
Golly, that's going to be tough. What did I say?
Venicini.
Yeah, that's bad. That's a tough.
I thought he was fucking kidding.
Oh, he's doing the Solomon method now.
He is going to the Solomon method. He's tickets going, going early to the Solomon method. Now, we thought the Solomon method was going to come around dog 5, 6. He's on to the Solomon method at 3 here.
Well, no, he's done 3. Now, this would be 2 more. This would put him at 5.
Yeah, this would put
him at 5, and he's just at 2 minutes now. He's got to do these 2 buns. Oh, now he's broke.
Bookie, he's seen it for a long time. He's got the insiders. We start college basketball March Madness, and I'm riding hard. This guy pulls off like an 0-for-7 and then cuts.
That's a wild exaggeration, Bob.
Cuts, he is absolutely.
That's a wild, wild exaggeration.
Throwing a fit.
Wild exaggeration. But yes, it was not. I did not foresee, you know, how things were going to turn out like that, you know. The Canadian seaport city is also famous for drink and dine variants, which makes it one of the major reasons to visit. Alongside the wide array of cuisines to taste, the city has a major influence of Chinese culture, which results in the emergence of a long list of Chinese restaurants in Vancouver, some of which are the most renowned. I mean, I'm telling you, no,
he just,
I'm not.
That last sentence wasn't there.
I'm not saying anything.
Zoom in, Joe.
Joe, was that
fucking bullshit?
I don't know about that last sentence.
He was like, and the province of Vancouver has been known for its ports and multiple Chinese restaurants. And also, they're world renowned.
It is world renowned. I'm telling you that right now.
And that's when it dawned on myself and Bob that perhaps an OnlyFans Joey Swolcuts account would do numbers.
This, by the way, is outrageous. Bob, Joe, you're not serious about this, are you?
Your first post could be from the weigh-in today.
See, that shouldn't have been a freebie.
That should have been George.
The guy buys a brand new Apple Watch. You know, the creme de la creme.
The top big of one? The new big one?
He didn't like the big one, so he didn't get that. But he got the other one, the 8, the 8 Plus.
Yeah, the 8 Series. Yeah, good
The 8
you,
Series. He goes, yeah, you know, I like this leather band. Goes and buys the Hermes leather band.
That's like $1,000.
Yeah, it was. This guy must have. And then we went to Nike. I wanted to go look at some shoes. He ended up buying a pair of shoes. I didn't. This guy was like freaking, you know, little Macy Gray going for a freaking Christmas shopping. He must have spent $2,000.
Hey, you know the best.
Barbecue sauce.
You know the best part too. I've been wearing the Apple Watch. I don't know how to transfer it, so I haven't even turned it on.
Oh my God, I just, Bob.
Because I just like the way that it looks, and it's like this big transfer process.
You know your messages and everything goes through it.
Yeah, it's easy.
If Joe's going to have kids, Joe's putting out 10. Like, he's not going to be able to stop. That is, you know, an
outlandish statement, Bob.
It's like a free throw. Once he sees one free throw go in, you bet your ass he's just firing out.
I would do the Mikey V style, boy and then girl.
Is that what you would do?
Yeah, no, but you don't have that choice, Joe.
There's ways to make sure that you get a boy.
You would do that?
What's that?
You would
I mean, there's different positions and stuff apparently that, you know, that you can go into that help.
If you leave your socks on, you have a boy.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, that
socks never come off.
Joe, that is so far from the
truth. It's not an old wives' tale, Bob.
So if I want to have a boy, what position do I need?
I don't know. You have to look it up. I think it's like missionary is better for like a.
What a sick fuck, huh?
I've read this, Bob. It's not. I'm not making this up.
I would fade Joey Dick to where if Joe, I really would.
Girls and then end up having a third.
I would fade Joey Dick. If Mikey V played a full 60 minutes, okay, he's Ohio State versus Michigan. Michigan likes to run the ball. Let's say Ohio State, Mikey V's middle linebacker. What do you think the honest Vegas line is for how many tackles Mikey V would have? Because my line is at 2.5.
I would say 1.5.
Yeah, I think he – see, to me, I say 2.5. I think he hits the over at 3.
I think he gets 2 for sure. I think he'd get gas pretty quickly, but I think he would – I think he definitely make a couple
tackles. You've
never played football like that. It's exhausting.
Well, but you get 16 months. You get 16 months to train, though.
I got
to
get in football shape. I mean, I'm in shape, but I got to get – they talk about football shape. I'd have to get in
football. I mean, you're not doing 2-a-days.
I would have 5 tackles.
Oh, Mikey. You really think you would have 5?
What position would you be at?
I wouldn't be middle backer. I can't play middle backer. I'd probably play D end. Let me play a little D end. Or you know what I really would play, honestly? You flip me on the other side of the football. And let me run a little tight end. Let me come in on big jumbo.
I'm telling you
right now, three catches, 40 yards. Three catches, 40 yards.
That's where I draw.
One touchdown. Bro, I have some of the softest hands.
Boy, did he take that and run with that?
Bob, your hair's great.
It's doing okay.
Let's see. Look at that.
Yeah, that's some, you got some lettuce up there, buddy.
Yeah, you got that's some nice. Lettuce, Bob.
That's nice.
It's coming
that's
in. Nice. I still can't wear a suede jacket.
I mean, you're not going to look like Giuseppe out there, obviously.
No, take it off, Joe. Can. Take it off. Let's see.
Bob,
it.
I'm not.
Come on, this
like
isn't,
that.
Let me, this guy, it's just an early
morning.
Like,
you know, he pretends he like he doesn't.
He loves this. Yeah,
he loves no, I don't, because
go
I don't.
Go ahead, Joe.
Come on, Joey D. Come on, I just did it, Joey D. Let's see it here. Wow, that is unbelievable.
You know what that's like? That's like when you like
when you right, like Jimmy right. Neutron, bro.
Yeah.
I'm growing it out too, Beardon. I'm gonna have like I'm gonna Whoa. Get I want to get it nice and long.
Look at that, dude. That is nuts.
His hair came out of that. His hair came out of that hat like when they wrap like a mattress up. Unzip the bag and it just boom, it just comes like a pop tent, just boom.
It's right one of my
it. It was begging for freedom. I would free that hair all the time. That hair would be free.
Remember that story, Bob?
I do.
No.
Bob doesn't remember anything. It's
Bob's sick. Memory is not that good.
No,
is that so?
The memory of a goldfish, really.
That's terrible. Jesus Christ. That's I thought I had a pretty decent memory.
You must have forgot
like a
about
65
that
year old.
I had Superman a 5. I don't think there's much to him from what I've seen. I just don't think there's.
What do you see? That's
what an outrageous statement.
There's a guy who used the Coles note.
There's not much to him from what I've seen.
Special.
So
That is the most. He took that right out of the Bob Common phrase.
If you offered me to go for dinner with the Kardashians, I probably would turn it down. I have no desire to be around these people. They're lame. They're the worst.
I could see it right now. Joe and Khloe Kardashian sharing a piece of sashimi across the table.
This sashimi is just delectable, folks.
It is the freshest. And let me tell you something. To have Khloe sitting next to me just makes it all the more succulent. I have to be honest here.
I'm being honest. I have no desire. If I'm being honest, I have no desire to spend a morsel of my time with any of those people.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Mikey Bear Down, cuz Joey Cold Cuts. Take care, boys.